6:21 live in Lansing. This is 1320 WILS. So a new report looking at foreign investments in U.S. real estate, and they are surging almost 50% from just a year ago. And that's just part of it. Let's talk to Alex Dubé. He's a real estate expert. He's the CEO of a new company called DoorHomes.com, DoorHomes.com, which may revolutionize the entire real estate industry. Alex, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Before we get to this foreign investment issue, I'm curious about Door Homes, because you basically want to get involved and make sure people are not paying too much commissions to realtors. Well, what's the company all about?
That's 100% right. So I started Door back in 2015, really because of a personal experience. My mom sold her house, and she paid over $50,000 to do so, 6%. As is customary, and she didn't get a thank you note. She didn't get a bottle of wine. She didn't get anything. And I just thought that it was unconscionable for a transaction like that to be able to occur. So Door is a tech-enabled brokerage. We charge a flat $5,000 at close. So we give you money back if you buy a home with us. We save you a lot of money if you sell with us. And, in fact, to date, our clients have saved an average of $15,000 each by working with Door.
Okay. So how does that work, though? I mean, are you localized to one area of the country, or what do you do exactly?
Exactly. So we started here in North Texas, in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're going to be expanding throughout Texas later this year. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the goal is to bring this product to the country, because homeowners pay anywhere between $60 and $70 billion of their home equity dollars every single year to real estate agents. Mm-hmm. And I just think real estate agents should be ashamed of how much they're charging people to sell their home.
How much should they charge? Because they do, you know, it's their livelihood. They spend days upon days with clients, showing them houses and so on. What should they charge?
Well, I'd say $5,000 is a very fair amount of money to charge people for the service. And we've now sold over $100 million of homes in the last 18 months here in North Texas. And every single client, we've charged $5,000.
Really?
And that's all the way up on a $2 million house. We've given clients back $55,000 on a $500,000 home. We save our clients $10,000.
Okay,
so we don't care what the price of the home is.
Does it still involve having someone physically there talking to potential buyers, that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. All our agents are employees. They're real estate agents here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about our model, too, I think, is that the average agent in North Texas does 3 transactions per year, whereas our agents do 4 or 5 per month. Hmm. So they get much better. They are much better than what you see in the general population, because they negotiate all day, every day. They're full-time employees.
Mm-hmm. And you think the fact that they're not taking such a big commission inspires the buyer to be more active, or the seller to be more active?
No, you know, we do everything that you need to do. It's a complete professional service. Everything you need to sell or buy a home.
Yeah.
That means we're out there showing homes for you. We're when we list your home, we're negotiating on the contract. We do staging, professional photographs, a 3D model of the home, mm-hmm. the yard sign, the lockbox. We put it on the MLS. We do everything. It's a complete professional service, and we just charge a reasonable amount of money. And people ask me, how can you charge so little? And I would ask, since when did $5,000 become not a lot of money?
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of money, and I really respect the value of people's money that they pay us.
How soon before this comes to Michigan, do you think?
I don't know. But hopefully within the next several years, we'll be up there.
Talking to Alex Dubé, he's the CEO of DoorHomes.com. Really a revolutionary new concept. So this new report from the National Association of Realtors, a 50% increase in foreign investments in U.S. real estate. Is that a good thing, Alex?
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a vote of confidence in the U.S. economy generally. I think the caveat here is that you got to keep in mind it's a 50% increase, but that's a relatively small number. You know, it's under 5% of the transactions that occur each year in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Are actually going to foreigners, non-U.S. residents. But the interesting thing is, the value of the home that they're buying tends to be much higher than what is average. So they're tending to buy expensive homes in the U.S.
Okay. And what is drawing them to buy increasingly more homes in this country?
You know, I think the fact that they're buying expensive homes is indicative of the fact that they're really using the U.S. real estate market as a piggy bank from the standpoint of a store of value. Mm-hmm. They're putting big dollars into the U.S. because the U.S. is still a safe place to park those big dollars. I think, again, it's a vote of confidence in the fact that the U.S. dollar is still the reserve currency for the world. So they're getting it out of their country.
Do they tend to buy a home and then rent it out and not necessarily live in it? Is that how it works?
Now, you know, when you're talking about $10 million homes, you're generally talking about people who don't miss the money. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't need the money to live. They're wanting to get a big store of value somewhere. And you don't tend to see those as rentals because there just aren't that many people who could afford to rent a place like that.
Right. Yeah, but if you don't live in a home, right, that can mean trouble in terms of what happens to the structure itself, right?
Well, you tend to see those high-end homes having staffs, too. That's mm-hmm. really where the people get involved, is you have to have a staff to maintain the grounds or a housekeeper, those sorts of things.
Yeah, and these are what, typically cash, all cash purchases when it's that kind of number?
Yep, they're very frequently all cash purchases. It's funny, in North Texas, for instance, obviously most homes are bought with mortgages. Once you get up to kind of $3 million, though, you tend to start to see a lot more cash purchases. So there's kind of this zone past which people have so much money that they're just plunking down cash for the home.
That's interesting. Do you do a lot of sales to foreigners yourself then?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And that brings me to a point that I think is really interesting. The quick answer is no. But the reason is, in North Texas, and this is true for the rest of the country as well in large part, in North Texas, 87% of home sales are being sold to people who live in Texas. Mm-hmm. So nearly 90% of home sales are going to residents of the same state. In fact, last year, there were many people who moved from Dallas County to county northwest of here called Denton County, as there were people that moved into the state. There were actually more who moved intra-county.
Hmm.
And so the biggest addressable market, and this is particularly true if you have a normal home, you know, a $300,000-$500,000 home. The biggest addressable market by far is going to be people in the same state in the same city.
Okay, which I guess is a good thing in general, right? I mean, they're the local folks and they're buying the homes. Is home sales going well right now?
Yes, very well.
Are you worried we might be on another bubble of some kind right now? Or?
You know, I think anyone who makes guesses about the future is going to be right 50% of the time. I can tell you what we're seeing here in North Texas, which I think bodes well for everyone, is that inventory levels are still historically low. Mm-hmm. There's still not enough homes to buy, particularly with new homes. New homes are still way below replacement rates here in North Texas. So those things speak to me to the fact that this is demand-driven. There's a lack of supply. There's not an oversupply.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a good time to sell a home. It's Alex Dubay. He's the CEO of DoorHomes.com. DoorHomes.com, Alex Dubay on WILS. Great to have you, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
A lot more to come right here on 1320 WILS.